tough game. They're an experienced team, and they, you know, those two senior guards are all conference players. They're strong, they're experienced, they're very competitive, and they really carry them. I mean, Brown, other guys on their team did some good things, but, you know, the type of consistency we got out of our players last year, Evie and Mark in particular, they were getting that same type of regular performance out of those two guys, and they're very, you know, very difficult team to beat. Our inexperience really showed up tonight. You know, we weren't able to make that many stops. When we were able to make stops, and I think we made four consecutive ones. We had four consecutive empty possessions on offense. I think it was 58-50. So, I mean, that can't happen. I thought they did a real good job of, as we started to cover the three a little bit, they exposed us a little bit by going inside. I thought they really went to posting up different guys, and that hurt us, obviously.
Questions? Coach, how tough was it to start out against that swarming 2-3 zone with like a three guys off in a minute and down?
I wouldn't characterize it as a swarming 2-3. I thought that was the least of our problems. Matter of fact, I think there's enough holes in that defense. We just, you know, at times we attacked it, at times we didn't. I thought we had, you know, some of our turnovers hurt us in certain situations. I think our problem is much more on the defensive end, trying to cover the three and trying to cover them in the low post. We did a real good job of posting hard.
Are you happy with the improvement in the three-point shooting today?
You know, I thought we needed to get the ball inside more. We came up with some deep threes. You know, Kevin hit a few. You know, Aaron, I guess, hit a few. But if you look at that, I thought one of the probably the most important key for us was to keep them off the foul line. So to me, you know, the game was lost there. We went to the foul line six times, which is not very good. And in turn, they went to the foul line 26 times. Although they only hit 16, I still thought, you know, they're a team that does a real good job getting there. I think they've made more free throws than their opponents have attempted. And that was a huge key, and we definitely failed in that category. And you're still looking at a 5-point game.
Right. And did you get the sense that when Kevin fouled with like 1:30 to go, it was too early to foul? Or?
He wasn't supposed to foul. Yeah. It was a two-possession game, and we still had plenty of time. It was minute 34, minute 35, and you know, I was disgusted that he fouled. But I've got to take responsibility there. But we shouldn't have fouled. There's still plenty of time. We would have been getting short on time after that, but you get a good defensive stop there, and some time had expired off the shot clock, and you come down and you get a two or a three, and you know, you're right in there. And then you got to think about fouling.
Kevin, you had another very big night tonight. You talk about his progress over the last few weeks with the offense.
Yeah, he's playing with more confidence. He's providing us with some scoring, so that helps. You know, we're a low percentage three-point shooting team, so for him to stop and step up, especially in the first half and hit some shots, that was big for us to keep us in the game.
Coach, can you talk about the leadership that Brian Grandier provided tonight, especially down the stretch, being a lot of big shots?
Yeah, I mean, well, he's got plenty of experience, so we would expect him to be able to lead us out there. He does a good job in that area. I really think, you know, you're looking at a team with tons of experience, and it's an all-conference backcourt. One kid was first-team all-conference, and the other kids as good or better, Huffman, and they're tough kids. And I think that came to the forefront tonight. They're inexperienced versus. I mean, our freshmen had a tough night tonight, but you know, hopefully they learned something.
We've had a couple of every game been kind of narrow. We went to the officials tonight. What's it like? Trying to get this to you. You've been on a precarious edge with little margin for error in these games. What's it like as you prepare the team to face these kind of games? You know, coming.
Well, they're all, you know, valuable experiences. We got to try to, you know, draw a positive from it. And you know, again, we talked to the freshmen in the locker room. It's like you got to get stronger, you got to get tougher. I'm saying you can't have these mental breakdowns. But I mean, you know, I'd like to think anyway. If you took and I know this, Huffman and McAndrew, when they were freshmen, if they were thrust into the same role that our freshmen are, I think you see a lot of the same mistakes. These guys are experienced all-conference players. You would expect them to make the right plays down the stretch and throughout the game. And so from that standpoint, you know, we have certain expectations here for all our players, but, you know, tomorrow night, you know, if we're competitive, it's, you know, it's going to, win or lose, it's going to be a close game. We can only get better from these experiences, especially our young players.
Is it just a question about Tyler sitting out for you, trying to get into the rhythm flow?
Yeah, I mean, in all fairness to Tyler, he had one day of contact practice, and that was a day before game practice. He hadn't practiced in, he probably missed 5 or 6 practices. And I really don't think young kids, it's not his fault because he couldn't practice anyway, but the preparation is essential at this level. You cannot miss practice and then expect to go out and compete against teams like this in our league or in the Big Five or anywhere. It's critical that you're in practice every day. His timing was off, his condition, his competitive edge was off. And none of that, obviously, was his fault. But, I mean, I think when you have young guys, again, your springs, your summers, your falls, it all matters a great deal because everybody's their best player from their high school team. And what separates, you know, kids at the college level is that work ethic, that commitment, that all that preparation. So these are all, unfortunately, we're learning these lessons, but they're valuable lessons, and we'll get better. Brown's a good team. They fared very well out of conference, and they're just very experienced, and they don't stray from their system, and they don't make too many mistakes.
Does it help you as a coach, given a lot of experience, to know that there are so many things that you as the coach can teach these guys on a daily basis?
Sorry, I missed it. Do I?
Does it help you being the head coach? Yeah. You talk about the experience that you can teach these guys so much yourself.
Well, I hope I can. I'm certainly trying. But ultimately, I mean, you have to experience what they're experiencing to grow. I think we're trying to win every single game. I don't care what the situation is. I don't care how many games we're out of first place. Every game is critical. You never want to accept losing. You never want to rationalize it. All I'm telling you right now is, I think you're looking in particular McAndrew and Huffman, who have been through the same failures that our players are going through. And they've persevered and worked their tails off in the weight room, in the off season, and now they're experiencing the fruits of all those failures by sticking with it, persevering, and they're a good team. They've earned that. And I think we're going through that same process, unfortunately. And we'll get there too.
How better are you with guys like Andrew and Huffman, some of the guys that you recruited to see how they've developed?
Oh, I'm very proud of them. I was the only, I don't mind telling you, I was the only Division I coach that recruited McAndrew. But the reason I did was because he was so passionate, tough, and committed to being good. I figured he'd find a way to make me play 15, 20 minutes a game. He's proven that he's a lot better than a 15 or 20 minute game player. That was back then, and Huffman I knew was going to be a good player. And just like I know some of our guys are going to be good players, it's just, it takes time, it's hard work. And the ideal situation is that you have a Zoller and a Jabber, and you're mixing in a Bernardini with them. So this is far from the ideal, but this is a situation we're in. Our guys are trying. They'll try tomorrow night, too, and we'll keep on moving forward. But these, again, valuable lessons to be learned. It's not like, Brown, they haven't been good every single year. These kids have earned through hard work and to get to where they're at.
One more question.
You do?
One. Does it remind you of 4 years ago at all when you came in here at one? And you had the lead early in 10 was calling that.
I don't know. I think
I wasn't here, so I don't
think
know.
The Penn program, the Penn team was a little bit stronger back then. It's a good win for them. Hey, listen, we haven't lost a This is our first loss here in what? Going on four
and a half years.
Three and a half years?
Yeah.
It's a good, it's a very good win on.
First loss. It's the first time loss. First time loss.
Yeah.